The official newspaper of the Boston Archdiocese issued a special edition today. The lead editorial highlights four questions that parishioners have about the Roman Catholic Church, including whether celibacy should continue to be a requirement for the priesthood. The special issue focuses on the troubles in the Archdiocese over priests' abuse of children. Father Christopher Coyne is a spokesman for the Boston Archdiocese, though he is not affiliated with the newspaper, which is called The Pilot. He says that circulating this edition of The Pilot is very important to the Archdiocese.
This is the first time in a long time where we've run off this many copies of The Pilot. I think it's four times the normal publication run, and that's because the Archdiocese would like to get a copy of The Pilot into the hands of each person who attends Mass this weekend. Many of our parishioners and many of our priests at the various listening sessions that we've had around the Archdiocese had raised the concern that the only way they were finding out any information was through the media and not through the official arms of the Archdiocese.
Among the questions that are raised, if not definitively answered in the editorial of The Pilot this week, is one, should celibacy continue to be a normative condition for the diocesan priesthood in the Western Latin Church, the Roman Catholic Church?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big question to be raising. Are people raising it in these listening sessions that you hear?
They are, and that's simply what the column was doing, restating the questions that have been raised in these listening sessions, one of which was this question regarding celibacy.
And a subsequent question, if celibacy were optional, would there be fewer scandals of this nature in the priesthood? Again, that's what you're hearing from people throughout the church, that question.
Yes, it is. It depends upon... No, I'll just say yes, it is.
And the next question, does priesthood, in fact, attract a disproportionate number of men with a homosexual orientation?
Yes, that's one of the questions that's come up in the discussion around this issue.
If people read in the newspaper of the Boston Archdiocese of the Roman Catholic Church, here are the questions we're hearing from people. They're questions that will not disappear, and we'll have to address them. Questions of celibacy, questions of who's attracted to the priesthood. Does that mean that's what the Archbishop of Boston is saying? Are these the words of Cardinal Law, for example?
No, these are not the words of Cardinal Law. These are the words of the editorial staff of the Pilot. The Cardinal himself did voice some of these questions in response to the listening sessions, in particular to a large listening session that took place in Boston last Saturday. Having listened to the people, he restated the questions that were posed to him, and some of them were these questions themselves, but he listened to over 2,500 people, and obviously part of what's listening is to respond back to people and say, this is what we've heard. The most important point that comes from all of this listening and asking the questions is that we're trying to communicate on a much more complete and positive way with the people of our parishes and with the people of the Archdiocese.
But as for the question of should priestly celibacy continue or should there be a married clergy, the Archdiocese knows what the answer is while acknowledging the question exists.
Yeah. Part of what the reality is that we are the Roman Catholic Church in the United States. We're not the United States Catholic Church or the Boston Catholic Church. And as such, the Catholic Church of the United States reflects the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church all over the world. And at this time, the discipline of celibacy for priests in the West has been part of our tradition and is continued by Rome to be maintained as a reality of our faith.
Is it your experience that the kinds of questions that people have heard at the listening sessions in Boston about celibacy are questions that are always there and are constants in a society which the editorial says just is culturally at odds with the notion of celibacy in general?
Yeah,
or is this a concern that flares at moments like this after scandals involving sex?
No, obviously anyone who's been out in parish and working with people knows that these questions are out there and that they're part of the environment in which we work and minister as a church right now. I think you're correct in saying that they tend to come to the forefront when issues such as what we're facing now, priestly misconduct, come forward. In the end, our hope is that this debate strengthens our church, and I believe it will.
Father Christopher Coyne, a spokesman for the Boston Archdiocese, talking to us about an editorial in the official newspaper of the Archdiocese that acknowledges questions that parishioners have about priestly celibacy and homosexuality, among other things.